I love you, Lord. Oh, your mercy never fails me. And all my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Thank you for joining us today in worship. Please join me in the call to worship. Come, let us go up to the house of the Lord, where our souls can find refreshment and our hearts can be filled with joy. For in his presence we find strength for the journey and hope for the future. Let us worship God, who is our rock and our redeemer, and may our spirits be lifted up in adoration and praise. We light the candle today, remembering the presence of the Lord with us always. Let us pray. Gracious God, we come into your presence with thanksgiving and praise. Your steadfast love and faithfulness draw us near. Fill our hearts with wonder and our spirits with joy as we worship you. May your word renew our minds, your spirit guide our prayers, and your peace calm our souls. We ask that in the name of Jesus, our Savior. Amen. God invites us to step into his light, shedding the things that cannot exist in his presence. Let's pray the prayer of confession together. God of mercy, forgive us when we take our eyes off of you and forget all you have done in our lives and in this world to bring us back into a right relationship with you. Teach us to turn back to you, to bow our hearts humbly, and to seek your ways and be confident of your holy presence in our lives. We pray together as your people for your grace to fall upon us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hear these words of assurance. No matter where we are, God is there. No matter what we have done, God forgives. No matter our reluctance to accept God, God has accepted us. With that assurance, receive forgiveness and live in fullness and hope. Amen.
This is a responsive psalm, Psalm 84. How lovely is your dwelling place, Lord Almighty. My soul yearns, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may have her young. A place near your altar, Lord Almighty, my King and my God. Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, whose hearts are set on pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The autumn rains also cover it with pools. They go from strength to strength till each appears before God in Zion. Hear my prayer, Lord God Almighty. Listen to me, God of Jacob. Look on our shield, O God. Look with favor on your anointed one. Better is one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk is blameless. Lord Almighty, blessed is the one who trusts in you. The word of God. Thanks be to God.
Challenges. We all have them at some time or another. Relationships, finances, health, fear, mistrust, worry, job loss, addiction, homelessness, loneliness. I could go on. We all have challenges at every age and stage in our lives, old, young, and in between. My biggest challenge has got to be busyness. Who can relate? And when that sense of chaos overwhelms me, there is my old friend, anxiety. More of a nemesis, really. And anxiety is so hard to shake. Of course, as many of you know, Anxiety can come through any of the challenges we face. And don't get me wrong, I love my life. Not every challenge is necessarily bad, but could it be less chaotic? I love a sense of calm, and where do I find it? Right here. How lovely is your dwelling place, Lord Almighty. My soul longs, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. The beauty of these words conjures up the peace, the glow, the glory, the presence of the Holy. When I go there in my imagination, I am suspended in time and space, everywhere and every dimension, in all things, all at once, silent, yet more alive than ever before, surrounded, infused, steeped like tea in the water of life, immersed in the beauty of holiness. Such a place where all are welcome, no matter your age, stage, situation, or circumstance. There is room for all of God's created beings. Even the lowly sparrow finds her peace in God's presence to build her nest and lay her eggs. Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you. The Psalms are filled with this desire for God's presence, a longing for relationship with God, to experience God's love, grace, and mercy, his blessing, his approval. As I began my consideration of Psalm 84, one of my first thoughts was whether it inspired that famous quote from St. Augustine, "You have made us for yourself, O Lord, and our hearts are restless until they rest in you." The saint is suggesting that our hearts are created with a deep longing for God, and we will remain restless until we find rest in him. Nikki Gumbel of the Alpha Course describes this as having a God-sized hole in our soul that nothing else can fit into. Only God. Only God? Really? It's pretty countercultural these days to suggest that we need someone else to give us rest or a sense of inner peace. Who's there when troubles arrive? Or to help out when our time gets swallowed up? Many things can take our time, our peace, our physical, mental, and emotional health. But who can carry us? In reality, though they walk with us and love us through it, our loved ones aren't able to give us that blessed assurance in the pit of our souls. That only comes from the Creator, our Maker. Only God. God made us to be in relationship first and foremost with himself, to fill the God-shaped hole himself. This soul-deep longing for God is a fundamental part of being human, whether we recognize it or not. So often, however, we try to fill that hole with things that aren't meant to be part of us. Things like bad habits, greed, pride, envy, love of money, and so much more. And they just don't fit. This psalm has been credited to the sons of Korah, who, according to my study Bible, were said to be temple assistants. In the first book of Chronicles, they are described in more detail as gatekeepers, or in other words, doorkeepers. Hence the declaration in verse 10, "For a day in your courts is better than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than live in the tents of wickedness." These guys weren't the singers or worship leaders in the temple as ordered by King David, but a group of Levites whose duties included guarding the four main entrances to the temple, opening up each day for worship, then shutting it all down at the end. They did a number of other chores as well, like cleaning and preparing the offerings for sacrifice. Apparently, they preferred doing practical tasks for God far more than anything else. They loved being in the temple because in the doing of the tasks, they found themselves in God's presence, just like many here do. In the Old Testament, the tabernacle and later the temple was where God's presence dwelled. So those who wanted to meet with God traveled to the temple. In verses 5 to 7, we hear, "Happy are those whose strength is in you, in whose heart are the highways to Zion. As they go through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The early rain also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength. The God of gods will be seen in Zion." The Valley of Baca is a fictional place that refers to the disconnectedness, sadness, pain, and mourning that we all experience at some point in our lives. Some might call it the dark night of the soul. Yet God meets us there also to refresh, strengthen, and equip us to go on. Lots of you have told me of dark times in your lives when God has made his presence known. We can spend our whole life on a spiritual pilgrimage, that is, on the highway to Zion, searching for meaning, hope, purpose, or peace, for God in our lives, looking for his power to be manifest in us. As we go on, God can use our adversity to show us his faithfulness, his power by his Holy Spirit, his presence with us and in us. It's not the only way, it's a way. God is merciful and faithful to sustain us in our valleys. He strengthens us to go on. You and I are created to worship God. C.S. Lewis explains in his Reflections on the Psalms, "The most obvious fact about praise strangely escaped me. I had never noticed that all enjoyment spontaneously overflows into praise. The world rings with praise. Walkers praising the countryside, players praising their favorite game, praise of weather, wines, dishes, actors, horses, colleges, countries, historical personages, children, flowers, mountains, rare stamps, rare books, even sometimes politicians and scholars. I think we delight to praise what we enjoy because the praise not merely expresses, but completes the enjoyment. It is its appointed consummation. It's not out of compliment that lovers keep on telling one another how beautiful they are. The delight is incomplete till it is expressed. In other words, worship is the consummation of joy. Our joy is not complete until it is expressed in worship. It is out of his love for you that God created you to worship. According to the Westminster Shorter Catechism, humankind's chief end is to glorify God and to enjoy him forever. That's a long time. Jesus made a regular habit of going to his Father to spend time in his presence. Even as a child, when his family had journeyed to Jerusalem from their rural home to worship, he disappeared from his family group only to be found days later hanging out in the temple. Yet, as we know from further on in Jesus' life, he didn't always go to the temple to be in his Father's presence. Often, it was a mountain or a garden. No wonder so many of us experience God in nature. Jesus did too. Funny, huh? The one who spoke the whole of creation into existence loved hanging out there. The temple is expressed here as God's dwelling place, and as such, a place of great joy. The sons of Korah, those doorkeepers, sure found it to be so. God's presence is a place of blessing, of praise and refreshment, and it should be. The idea is mirrored by Jesus when he is speaking to a crowd that we hear about in Matthew's Gospel in chapter 11. Except he is saying we no longer need to go to a particular place to find God's rest and renewal. Just come and be with him. He's made this possible by the gift of his Holy Spirit, which is for all believers. As both the apostles Peter and Paul wrote, Jesus is the cornerstone upon which the temple of believers is being built. What a reassuring and hope-filled concept. We get to hang out with God anywhere and anytime. Turn to him in prayer, in his word, in art, in nature, in a song, in a friend, alone, or in a small group, even in a large group. Of course, being with God doesn't have to be still and passive. Some folks have a sense of God with them when they're on exciting mission trips near and far away, or they're doing some high adrenaline activity like skydiving or bungee jumping. I don't quite get the attraction to the latter, but you know, each to their own. One of my favorite ways to spend time with God is in the early morning, especially if I can get outside. Everything just feels so new and refreshed. To take 20 or 30 minutes in devotion, in prayer, I often feel renewed and refreshed, washed clean in the waters that flow from the river of life. And then there are those vibrant, spirit-filled times when God's people come together full of the Spirit to seek him, to praise him, and make a joyful noise. I don't care if you can't sing, and God certainly doesn't. He's too busy looking at your heart. Spending time worshiping through prayer and songs, lifting hands and hearts in praise, those are the times that satisfy and overwhelm my soul, because my heart and flesh sing for joy to the living God. Do you long for rest? For peace of mind? Do you desire restoration and wholeness? Take time where you can to be with God. He is waiting for you. He has moved first toward you. He is waiting, inviting you into his presence to be bathed in the light of his love and grace, to heal and restore you, and to make you whole. I remember quite early on in my Christian journey as a mum with young children. My husband, Peter, working away on rotation for weeks at a time. It was a struggle to carve out time to spend with Jesus. There was laundry, there were meals, there were play dates, there was preschool and kindergarten, there were after school activities, and so much time driving in the car. There he was. He was with me in the small things, the small moments. He was in the songs playing on the radio, at the park, at the beach, in the sunrise, even at times in the voices of my children, in the wisdom of a friend, in the kindness of a stranger at the supermarket. Wait. Can QF be a temple? Ha! No. You are the temple. Paul tells us Jesus lives in you by his Holy Spirit. He is in you and with you and longing to meet with you. So seek him with all your heart. He is the way to the Father, and through him we experience God's presence. So be the temple. Invite God to come in and make his home in your heart, where he will fill you with his peace, his rest, his mercy and love. For when you are filled with God's holy presence, then you can and will look upon the rest of the world and yourself with his eyes of love. We can say with the psalmist, "How lovely is your dwelling place, Lord Almighty. My soul longs, even faints, for the courts of the Lord." My prayer for each and every one of us is that we all know God's presence with us always, and may each of our lives be transformed by his love and grace as he lives in us. Amen.
morning, everyone. And that includes you, God, of course. We know you're here with us. Isn't that cool when we pray and ask God for something that he responds directly to our prayers? Last Sunday was a clear demonstration of that, as God brought folks from our search team together with the person that he wants to lead us as we grow his church here in St. Stephen's. And we were all brought into that same environment, having prayed for this for several weeks to happen. It did. We pray together in the prayers of the people, petitioning God to address those situations around us that we feel need his support. Our voices are louder when we pray together. However, I will leave a silence at certain points for you to offer your own personal prayers to God. Let us pray. God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, hear us as we raise up to you the prayers of our hearts and souls for hope, peace, and joy, and for healing and forgiveness, and for understanding and for love. We are your people, and we thank you, God, for listening. Lord, we give you thanks for the many gifts and blessings that you have shared with us. We especially give thanks to the people whom you have brought to our church here at St. Stephen's, whose capacity and graciously grow our ministry in this church, your church. Most generous God, we pray for all of your children here in Oceanside and those spread out around your world, that they may live in your grace through this time of great change and turmoil here and around the world. God, we ask that you share your grace abundantly with everyone who is suffering through this turmoil. We raise up to you all of those who are hungry, living in poverty, in prison, or in poor health because of droughts, wildfires, wars, or selfishness, or simply age. We pray that you will help each of them to find sustenance for their bodies and peace for their minds as you share your grace with them. Healing God, we ask that you bring strength and healing to those individuals and families in our church community who are suffering with health issues, grief, and loneliness. And we ask that you stand beside each of them and let them feel your presence so that they will know they are not alone, that you are with them. Caring God, we ask that you bring forward caregivers to support those in need around the world. We ask that you share with them your love and strength and let them feel your gratitude and compassion for the work they do here in Oceanside and in the tragedies around the world. Both the caregivers and those in need of care are your children, God, and they need to feel your love. God of creation, we give you thanks for allowing us to share in your beauty where we live. Open our eyes so that we can see the connectedness that you have created between plants and animals, fish and forests, and how each of these pieces of your creation is connected to your people who you have entrusted to care for your creation. As we pray, there are wildfires burning, floods and droughts happening all over the world and right here at home. We pray that you bring these disasters under control and that all those affected by weather chaos are kept out of harm's way and able to return to their homes safely. Lord, we pray that you empower everyone around the world to take the steps that are required to enable your garden to flourish so that we can once again walk on your paths with you as you have always wanted. God of peace, we pray that you remind all of your children that Jesus challenged us to bear his cross of humility and nonviolence, truth, love, and forgiveness. God, we pray that you enter the souls of those who rise up against your children, the elderly and sick, and on people who are unable to fend for themselves. We pray that you will open their ears to hear Jesus' message of love your neighbor as yourself, and their hearts to love as Jesus loves, so that through this knowledge and union with you, they will want to bring peace to your people and to the world. Lord, only these leaders, the ones who are causing the conflict, who are the ones who can correct it. So it is critical that you enter their souls and show them that everyone in their neighborhood, everyone is their neighbor and deserves to be safe and loved. Lord, we ask special prayers for those in senior leadership positions around the world who are constantly making difficult and important decisions that will affect your people and ministry here in Oceanside. Keep them focused on your love. Lord, we are all anxious about what we see happening around the world and even in our own country, and we ask that you speak to us in ways that we can hear so that we can be in communion with you and live as Jesus taught us to live as we struggle to make sense of it all. As we finish our prayers, let us pray as Jesus taught his followers to pray by saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Please pray with me over all the gifts that have been given this week to the building of God's kingdom here at St. Stephen's. Ever-present God, with this offering, we present also ourselves, all that we have been and all that we are and all that we shall become, and our resolve to walk in your way. Accept us and our offering, we pray for Jesus' sake. Amen.
May the grace of God, deeper than our imagination, the strength of Christ, stronger than our need, and the communion of the Holy Spirit, richer than our togetherness, guide and sustain us today and in all our tomorrows. And as you go into the world, may God bless you and keep you. May God's face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May God look upon you with kindness and give you peace. Amen.
How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord Almighty. My soul longs and even faints for you. For here my heart is satisfied within your presence. I sing beneath the shadow of your wings. Better is one day in your courts, better is one day in your house, better is one thousands elsewhere. Better is one day in your courts, better is one day in your house, better is one day in your courts than thousands elsewhere. One thing I ask
and I would see, to see your beauty, to find you in the place your glory dwells. Yeah. Better is one day in your courts, better is one day in your house, better is one day in your courts than thousands elsewhere. Better is one day in your courts, better is one day in your house, better is one day in your courts than thousands elsewhere. My heart and flesh cry out for you, the living God. Your spirit's water for my soul. I've tasted and I've seen. Come once again to me.